Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Anti-pipeline protesters were vocal throughout 2 days of public hearings on the Atlantic Coast Pipeline. But when a vote finally came, there were no rounds of applause, no shouts of anger, just song.
We're gonna rise like the water.
For opponents of the 600-mile pipeline, it wasn't entirely clear whether the vote was a win or a loss. The board approved the project's permit, but on a conditional basis.
The right outcome is denial, but this is an advance over what we thought we might get today.
David Sly is with Wild Virginia.
The overall vote means that Dominion does not have an effective certification today. I am pleased that the board recognized that there were serious flaws here.
Board members were concerned that state regulators hadn't completed key parts of their analysis yet. After the vote, Department of Environmental Quality spokesman Bill Hayden took questions.
As complete as possible, what is the list of pending information still?
Boy, I don't know. Erosion and sediment control, stormwater management, karst testing, steep slope analysis. I'm sorry. There may be more, but that's all I can think of.
Once DEQ finishes those reports, it's unclear how the approval process will now go forward. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.